Welcome to the Tribunal. I'm Danny with Chris Worm.
Suck my fucking ass, TJ.
And Jameson.
I'm in the goddamn best shape of my life.
We just watched episode 7 of the Challenge 40, Battle of the Eras. We saw a drag party, everyone jumping off a building, and the return of the old Tina. We're going to do Killed It or Send It Home, Jameson's Juicy Deets, and MVPs and Losers. But first, Jameson, Era 1 is on life support, and they need some advice from you. What would you tell Rachel and one-legged Derek right now?
You know, get your health insurance. Whole life insurance is really good. There's a lot you can get out of it in life. You know, it's good savings. It's actually an investment account that really works well in your favor. Yeah, I don't know. Like, enjoy that you've been on the show for 30 years and, you know, limp your way to the end. I mean, Derek in that challenge today was just insane. I mean, he can't even do a simple limp to put together a puzzle, let alone anything else that's coming their way. I think, you know, play the politics game and throw everyone under the bus to the teams that, you know, you can, you know, get farther with. It's just kind of sad. I mean, cause that team was, it felt like when the season started, it felt like it was stacked. It felt like it had all the OGs. It felt like it could go all the way. And, you know, father time, Chris, I got it right this week. Father time, came to get them and bit them real good.
And now they're falling back to Mother Earth. Is what?
Yes, there you go.
Chris,
you know, for Era 1, they need to lay low. You know, lay low. I think they took the right approach to the vote this week in asking for a break. I mean, if the other teams were smart, they would start shooting at each other. It really didn't make sense to me why they got thrown in again to elimination, but now even more so. I can't imagine that they're gonna win a challenge. They just really need to hope that they stay out of last place. And if the other teams were smart, or the other eras were smart, they would start throwing each other in so they can get numerical advantage and like run the game. Because right now it's kind of an open game between the three of them, because they've just been throwing, well, Era 1, I guess, has been losing a lot of challenges. So a little bit disappointing of a decision. I understand there's politics across, but here's where Era 1 needs to, like, you know, maybe they got to just do deals that they're not going to keep, you know, and just do anything to just stay in and lay low in those votes, because I don't know, Derek's going to, I don't think he would make an impact in the final at this point, because we all know if it's a TJ final, it's probably got 10 miles of running in it. And if his knee's like this, he's not going to make it. But Rachel, I think, is really backing herself to have a chance. And so she needs to find a way to get there. And I think she could do some damage, but she got to make it there first. So who knows?
Yeah, it's probably too late, but I think what they can do and what they should have done is get together with the people that aren't in power and try and come up with a smaller group that can start picking some people off. Jenny's in a horrible position right now. And I think she's the low man on the totem pole, and you have to do something to get yourself out of that. You can't be like, well, they have my back, but only if these other people are also like, if you're in no man's land in this game, you're done unless you just keep winning eliminations, and you can only do that for so long. So I feel like they have to try and find the other targets and the other groups that don't really have the support of their team and try and come up with a little alliance there. But again, how do you win a challenge with a one-legged guy and Rachel? Yeah. It's just, it's not going to happen.
They really need to hope that next week is something that is not physically intensive.
Yeah.
I mean, this week's was their chance. They were close, you know, like they didn't come in last despite being down numbers, and there was still a physical element there, but they got to hope that it's not too physical for Derek's sake. I think Rachel will be fine. But I think what you're saying there, Danny, is such a smart point. It's like they got to find Jenny. They need to be talking to people and find out who's those odd people. And you got Corey as well, who's feeling like the odd man out.
Yep.
And then you got Bananas and Laurel probably are not in that other alliance, you know. So, like, there are definitely people on the edges that could come together and form something, especially when they're being targeted all the time by this other alliance. So you'd have an opportunity there, but who knows?
So, Chris, say they don't take our advice. They go home next. Does the game carry on as just three teams, or do you think then they would mix everyone together?
Ooh, I think, you know, I feel like if they're going to mix people together, it would be when there's only two people left in Era 1. Just to give them a chance. Like, I feel like the last time we saw multiple teams, maybe have we seen multiple teams? I don't know. I remember one of the recent seasons, they mixed it up when, like, one of the teams got too small and they're just getting rocked every game, basically, or every daily challenge. So I would think they would do it now. I think they're going to keep riding with three teams for a bit till, like, that gets uneven, maybe. Unless we start next episode and they change it up. But I think they're going to stick with the three eras for now.
Yeah, I mean, I think they have to for a little bit longer. I mean, my thing is, like, I don't know how they're going to do the dailies. I don't know how they're going to, like, manage to pull anything off. Logistically, it just doesn't, you know, I wonder if they have to readjust what those daily challenges are because of them. So I think it just might, they might be forced, their hand might be forced to, you know, without a choice. But I just kind of sucks because, you know, I think that you kind of gravitate towards these teams throughout the season. You're like excited about, you know, different eras for different reasons, different kind of characters and alliances. And so when they do it, this format, when you put them all together, it just feels like it was all for naught, you know? So I kind of hope that Derek and they just kind of go home and then we just have the three eras.
There must be some contingency plan for this, but yeah. They couldn't have expected it this early. I mean, I guess on paper, it's not shocking. All the oldest people that are over 40 are going home. They can't hang with the younger people. But in the beginning, I think we all agreed that Era 1 looked to be stronger than Era 2, at least. And it has just not proven to be the case.
Yeah. No, they just didn't seem to be well connected, I suppose, or not as well connected as we maybe thought. I mean, when you lose CT, I mean, Darrell hung in there, but Derek shouldn't even be here anymore. I mean, he lost to Horacio apparently. And, you know, so if you think of it that way, it's like, it should just be Rachel. But yeah, it seems like they just didn't play a smart game, which just blew me away. I mean, there have been challenges where their dwindling numbers shouldn't have been a factor. Like right. This last week, sure, they didn't win it, but they came close. But the previous week where they had the weather balloons, like, they got outsmarted by Era 4. And it's just a bit like, I don't know, it's a little disappointing. It seems like a disappointing performance. Maybe they just haven't been on the show in a long time. They've got families and they, like, don't think about this stuff anymore, where, like, everybody's still kind of in it. You know, all the other eras are, like, they're doing their puzzles and all that crap at home and preparing, where, you know, only some of these guys were doing that. And I feel like it's showing.
Sad stuff.
It is sad when, you know, Father Time, Mother Earth come together to take you out, you know?
Yeah, when your parents come together to cut you out of a reality show, it's awful.
It's awful news. It's awful to watch, you know, sometimes. But to your point, Chris, it's not all Father Time and Mother Earth's fault. It's their brains, too. They kind of just didn't really think things through.
All right.
Father Time. All right.
All right. Kicking them out of the basement.
Let's do Killed It or Send It Home, Chris.
So I didn't really, I guess I heard about this, but Michelle lives in Hoboken, talked about making Devin a Jersey boy. As you may know, this is my home state and I live near Hoboken. And I was wondering if Devin's even my neighbor right now, and I don't even know it. But it made me think, having a challenge player as your neighbor, would you kill that or send it home?
Kill it all the way. Kill it all the way. I mean, I'd go over there all the time. I'd borrow a rake. I, you know, let him borrow anything they want. I mean, that sounds like a blast. I think it'd be great for our podcast. There's a big plus. We could get a lot of the juicy deets. You know how much time, less time I'd have to spend on Reddit? Searching for deets. I could just go next door and have a fucking beer or a coffee or a steak with my good old friend Corey. I would love it. So I'm killing it all the way. I think it'd be a blast. It has to be Devin. Does it have to be Devin?
I said, you know, a challenge, any challenge player, really. So, like, It could be Cara Maria, you know. Just
I'd still take it. I'd still take it. That okay. That, I, that loon. I don't know. It'd be fun. She probably has some great workout equipment. You know, you could borrow maybe. I don't know. Danny, you're shaking your head. I mean, what do you think over there?
I couldn't disagree more. I'm sending it home. I mean, you're way more social than I am. It seems like a nightmare. I mean, depending on who it is, of course. But like,
yes.
Imagine having Paulie through the next wall as your neighbor. Like, it would be a nightmare. These people probably party a lot more than I do. Like, my best case scenario for neighbors at this stage of my life is just someone that like I'm on good enough terms with to nod to if I see them. I don't know their names. They don't talk to me about anything. That's what I want. I just don't want to be bothered by them. So I would get a kick out of this. You know, I told you, I texted you guys as soon as I saw Corey in my neighborhood, but I don't want Corey living next door.
Man,
oh, I was actually gonna...
Go ahead, James.
I was going to say, I just actually signed a lease in Santa Monica. I think it's on your street, Danny, next door, buddy.
With Corey.
With Corey. Me and Corey are roommates. We're going to be living together.
I was on the fence. I didn't even come into this thinking of which I would be. Because, you know, I could say Killy could be good in the sense that even if they are crazy, they're probably gone for a few weeks to months filming this thing. Yep. At least get a break. But I'm going to send it home, I think, ultimately. I don't know. Yeah, they're probably just more loud. I just imagine they're loud people. They're big personalities for the most part. And I like it quiet. I like it quiet in my home. I already got a loud child and, you know. I don't, you
makes
know,
sense.
And he needs to sleep. So whatever. I need to sleep. We all need sleep.
I would say out of the three of us, the most likely to befriend a challenger is by far James.
Definitely.
I mean, I'm just not by chance. I mean, I would work for it. I would search for it. I would find a way to make it happen if I could. If I could have some kind of contact with them, I would be all in. I think we would have. I'd probably get pretty annoying. I'd ask them a lot of questions. Hey, real quick, for my James Juicy Deep, like shut the fuck up. But anyways,
but I bet some of them would like that. Some would not. Yes. Some.
Oh yeah. They probably don't get recognized as much as you'd think. You know what I mean? Like maybe some of them, Banana CT, you know, but like a lot of them probably just are walking like, man, no one recognized me. I was on the challenge, you know, like they probably want that shit.
I'm on the challenge. My name is Josh. Why isn't anyone coming up to me?
Oh, it's probably because I'm super skinny now. Guess what? I used to be fat.
Jameson, what do you got?
I don't know why this made me laugh in the episode. Maybe you guys didn't even notice, but Ryan arguing with Bananas was one of the saddest things I've ever seen. The guy does not know how to argue.
No.
Is Ryan one of the worst arguers of all time?
Yeah, I'll kill that. Yes. It reminded me of like watching two kids argue and like the one kid's got zingers and the other one's got nothing. And it's just like, you're better off. You should just walked away or at that point, just be honest. Just be like, hey, I don't think I'd be very good at any of these eliminations. Yes, I'm trying to dodge them. What are you going to do about it? Because just being like, well, you're an asshole, Johnny, or like the one part, what did he say? Like, in my 20s, you sell me as like expendable or whatever. And Johnny was just like, how's that my problem? Like, what? Like, so
yeah,
it was awful because he didn't have a leg to stand on. It was like, you know, what he was being accused of is exactly what he's doing. So either own up to it and be like, hey, we all have our own ways of trying to stay on the show. This is mine. I'm never going into an elimination. At least then Johnny would be like, you can't really say anything to that. Like,
right. All right.
Yeah. Well, thanks for admitting it. And then wait, you know, so yeah, that was not a good one.
Yeah. I agree with you, Danny. I gotta kill it. It was a terrible argument. And like you said, yeah, if he just owns it and just says, hey, I'm playing my game. Cool. I mean, Johnny's played his game and, you know, whatever. And they don't have to agree on how to play the game, even though they're on the same era, and he can just go on his merry way. So, yeah, making it a whole scene was kind of embarrassing. He had, like, secondhand embarrassment for him.
Oh yeah, 100%. My answer is a special little present for Danny. I was hoping, you know, Danny, I hope he'd say, "What gives you the right? Huh? Where do you get off? Huh? What gives you the right to say that?" Little inside joke with Danny here. But my thing is like, it was so embarrassing. It was so bad. He was like, "Hey, well, nana, nana, boo, boo." You know, you might as well just gone down that path. It was really shocking how he had just had, oh yeah, bananas, well, silver spoon, buddy. And he just walked away.
Yeah, what was the silver spoon thing?
Who knows? But it was bad and pretty got off on it. Made me laugh. It got to a point where I was just laughing at how bad his rebuttals were. So yeah, obviously, you know, send it on. Just kill it.
I got a real general one this week. Heights, for them, against them, kill them, send them off.
Oh, man.
Chris?
Go ahead, Chris.
I'm going to send Heights home. I do not like Heights. Yeah, freaks me out, man. Freaks me out, dude. I do not like.
Is there a reason? Did something happen or?
Yeah, you know, I fell off a building once and survived. No, there's no reason. It's just, I think my body is just having like a reaction that's just like, this is dangerous. Stay away. Like, I've been to some place like, you know, on like cliffs or whatever in Scotland, or, you know, if you've been to like a top of the Empire State Building kind of building, like, I do not like going near the edge. Like, I just don't. I don't like it. It doesn't feel good. I want to like get down on my hands and knees, like, be safe. I've worked a job where I had to clear gutters, or clean gutters, like clean the leaves out of gutters. And I remember I worked on this house. It was a two-story house, but it was on a hill, so the backside was like three stories. Dude, I was like laying on the roof, like reaching with my foot into the gutter to like try to get it out. It was so scary. But yeah, it's not for me. I'm gonna send home Heights.
Jameson?
You know, the thing about heights is there's like different types of heights, right? If you hike up to the top of a mountain and you're looking at a beautiful view, you're high up there, but you're like, I think you kind of feel good, but you might be on the edge, right? You might be walking on a cliffy kind of vibe and it's scary. I'm going to overall 9 times out of 10, for me personally, I'm going to kill it. I like being high up there. I'm a short guy. So whenever I get a little bit more, you know, up there, I'm like, wow, this is cool. This is what it's like. So, you know, I'm gonna kill it. I think that sometimes you can get a really great view. I love going to the top of 30 Rock, Empire State Building. I hate the process of it. I hate the tourists, but I like the view. Big fan of the views, and that's why I'm gonna kill it.
Yeah, I like the views too. I'm gonna kill it in terms of that. But I don't like being on, like, I notice I get more nervous, like, if I go on a hike and my wife is taking a photo like close to the edge of something, I get more nervous for her than like me doing it. I'm like, hey, 5 feet back is a fine enough vantage point. You know, like you don't go right to the edge. So like, I'm more worried about other people in heights than I am myself, I guess.
That makes sense. I mean, you care, you're a carer. You care about other people more than, you know, yourself, selfless.
Everybody says it, so I'm
everybody,
glad.
Everybody says that.
I didn't want to say it for myself, so I'm glad you are.
You not about your neighbors necessarily, but other like people you like and love, yeah.
If I know their name, I'm in. I care about them.
Time to get juicy.
With Jameson's Juicy Deets.
Oh, wow, it's that time again. Unbelievable. What a world it is when every week you go, I want some deets. I want some juice. Guys, Wes is making waves on this show called House of Villains. Have you checked it out? Have you watched House of Villains?
I have not watched House of Villains. I've gotten mixed reviews about it, so I haven't taken the full plunge like I have Traitors.
I haven't heard of it.
Well, guess what? I took the time and didn't watch it either. You know, House of Villains is a show where villains from reality shows, Chris, all get together in a house and they compete to be the villain of the house. But Wes apparently is making waves because he keeps, you know, befriending people, then betraying them. And I just kind of said, hey, I thought to myself, hey, Wes, why don't you bring that over to, you know, your home? The challenge, where you at? Where you been?
Right, because there are rumors that he's involved somehow in the new Traitors season two. So get this weasel back on the actual show. He thinks he's too good for it, and he's not.
Yeah, it's a little, it's not nice. He was really great on the show, you know, like very pale, and it was fun. It was fun to watch. Chris, you agree? Okay.
I agree.
I love that every week Chris just sort of sits out the juicy deeds.
He does.
I have
He's like,
nothing,
okay.
nothing of value to add to that. So I'm just gonna. I know what
I got two more deets. You're gonna like one of these, Chris. You're gonna like one. That's my goal
I'm
every week is
ready.
to
I'll be
make.
ready to comment.
I want Chris to react. That's my goal every
Not
week.
comment.
Chris, did you know that Brad, for the last decade, wakes up every morning at sunrise and meditates? And that's what he claims. And apparently, during this past season, he did it every morning, and Emily would wake up, and because of that, they started a little romance with the sunrise, and it blossomed into something bigger.
Chris, if you were his neighbor, would you get out there and meditate with him?
Listen, guys, I'm up at sunrise every day as it is right now. So, yes, I would be out there, but I would not meditate with him. So, there you go. Is
Chris,
that?
what are you doing? What are you doing? Is it father duties at sunrise? What's going on?
You know, I gotta get up. I gotta take the dogs out. I gotta feed them, and then I gotta get lunches ready for my wife and my son. And then I get my son and take care of him in the morning till it's time for them to go. So,
You're
father
calling me
duty. Yeah.
selfless. Look at this guy.
Yeah, look at this guy. Talk about daddy. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. I
Another
love
time.
it, Chris. Speaking of daddies, guys, do you know how Johnny Bananas got the nickname Bananas? Do you know?
I thought he just gave himself the nickname, but please tell us.
I
Oh
saw
my God. You saw this clip?
this, yeah. But do you think it's true?
Oh,
Go ahead.
maybe it's true, maybe it's not. Either way, it's fun to talk about and very graphic. There was a clip that went around the internet this week of a long time ago. I mean, it was an old challenge, or it was when Johnny was on The Real World. But essentially, they're like, hey, you know how he got the name Bananas? Well, one night he was really drunk and he couldn't perform that night with his with a with a friend. And instead of using his stuff, he used a banana. And that is the story that's going around. It was a wild video, but not a peeled banana, obviously, a regular banana. But that's how he got the name Bananas. Everyone started calling him Bananas because someone walked in on him in the
I don't know that I buy this, but I believe that he told this story and one of his friends to believe him.
Yeah, it didn't seem, I don't know. I didn't buy it either, but let the lore live on. That's from like, early 2000s. Sounds like the right kind of story to come out
It
of.
sounds like that comes out of the early. It sounds like something out of Can't Hardly Wait, 10 Things I Hate About You vibe. Like, what? He did it with a banana. Something Seth Green would say.
Yeah.
Who knows? Who knows? It was a deed that I thought I would share because the video has resurfaced and it was pretty shocking. Okay,
Thanks.
didn't get the shock value out of Chris's face. He already saw the video. That's the one I thought would get him. And so until next week, we will see if Chris will react.
MVP of the episode, Chris.
I'm just gonna go with someone that I'm gonna miss. Were they really the MVP? I just really want to shout them out. I think Tina, I want to give Tina the MVP this episode. I think I gave it to her
Wow.
this week too, but she has just been fun to watch on this season, despite being on a losing team. She's just been fun to watch. She's kept it just light and I don't know. She's just been enjoyable for me. And I'm sad that she's gone. I enjoyed that when she got the news that she was going into elimination, she kind of threw this fit and was like throwing her bag around and stuff. It felt like old school challenge, and it wasn't like too serious. She wasn't afraid to go at Jordan in that moment either, which is kind of cool. So yeah, I'm gonna miss Tina. I'm gonna give her my MVP this week. If she's really the MVP, I don't know, but she's mine. So
it was nice to see glimpses of the old Tina before she went out. It was great.
Yep.
Jameson?
I'm going to go with, I wrote, this is literally what I wrote. Highland, I guess. I mean, you know, he won. He did. He was really quick. I mean, I got to hand it to him. Like in the elimination, he didn't go to the sand to, you know, write out his numbers. Just went right up, solved it, pressed the button. I mean, maybe that was edited. Maybe he did struggle a little bit, but it really did seem like he knocked it out and kicked ass. And you know, I'm not my dad's a math teacher, but I just suck at math. So you know, that sometimes those things can be tough and. He nailed it. So I'm going to give it to Kylan, I guess.
Me too, I guess, because I do think he has a great attitude about all this stuff. I thought he was good in the deliberation, and then he handled his business in the elimination. So I like Kylan, and he's dating Naya, which I never saw coming. So he's had a good season, and we haven't really talked about him much. So MVP of this episode. Loser for you, Chris.
Well, I was going to say it's kind of like two people, but it's more so one. It was a Kylan, I guess, but it's definitely Michelle. And I'll say it was Kylan, I guess, because he's thrown in here because they both were just very like ego-driven, egotistical players this week. I mean, just deciding who they're going to throw in as the targets the next week once they won elimination. I just was kind of, I don't know, it didn't sit well with me. And then Kylan saying, I will die for this, just sounded so cheesy. It's like, dude, write the script on how you want them to come back, you know, have you come back on the show. But more specifically for Michelle, I mean, she said she fearlessly won that elimination talking about herself. I was like, what is this? This is the lamest shit I ever heard. So I don't know. It's that Michelle from last season's coming back. I'm not excited about it.
And she's become my least favorite person on this show. By far. James?
Yeah. I'm going to do a swippy swappy with Chris. I'm actually going to give my loser to Tina. My thing was when she got picked, I just felt like she threw a tantrum and like was screaming about it. And it's just like, just go in there. Like, you know, you're just complaining, saying it's unfair. It's unfair. And it felt like a tantrum to me. I was like, come on, you're better than this. Like, I know you freak out and you have your thing, but it just, maybe it just dragged on a little bit too long. Like, you're making yourself look like a loser here. Just fucking, take it on the chin and let's go. But so that kind of rubbed me the wrong way, and I gave her my loser. That's what I wrote down, and I heard Chris give her the MVP, and I go, oh, what the fuck? Did I make a mistake? So that's where I went.
Is it possible for me to agree with both of you? Like, I agree with you. Once you're going in, the best thing to do is just take it. There's nothing to be done about it at that point. However... Yeah. It made for good TV, so I'm torn. I think this is the first time we've ever had a, you know, conflicting.
Listen,
MVP and loser.
You're allowed to feel how you feel, you know.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, that's what you get from the tribunals once every 4 years is a disagreement about MVP and, you know, loser. You know, it happens sometimes.
I went off the board on this one, and I'm going to give it to the editor of this episode. I thought. The editing of this one was so obvious from the beginning. Michelle was too much of a focus. It was obvious she was going to go in. Then they kept focusing on who she was going to pick as a target because of Devin. So it was obvious she was going to win the thing. It just like it took all of the surprise out of the episode for me. And I was hoping that it was like, maybe this is a misdirect. And it's like, nope, this is just exactly how this is going to play out. And it did. So look. We're not smart people. That's why we watch the challenge. But give me some credit here. Like, leave something up to chance. And I was like, this is just too obvious. So that was annoying.
Yeah, I agree. And it really dragged on too, Danny. I think it's a good point. Like, it just kind of, it was a lot of talking this episode. Like, let's get it cooking.
Yeah. So much politics. And Jordan's thick-rimmed glasses. And Jordan crying.
Yeah. Until next week, that's it from the Tribunal.
Don't be a quitter.
Don't be a layup.
You guys killed it.
Again?
Always. Permanently.
Wow. Incredible.
Until further notice, you've killed it.
You guys killed it, I guess.